Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, as Dr. Demento used to say, gather round the radio. Remember Dr. Demento? Anyway, while we remember Dr. Demento, let's take a look around Western Mass, because
the weekend!
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us on our program today. As once again, we sit here awaiting the arrival of some challenging weather. We'll see what happens. The times, well, they are a-changing. A company looking to buy the Shea Joseph building in Agawam to grow marijuana. According to bankruptcy court documents, Tier 11 Holdings offered over $3 million for the former banquet and event hall. They want to lease the 10-acre property for marijuana cultivation. So the bankruptcy court will accept other higher offers for the property until March 27. A hearing is set for March 30th for this potential sale. For those of you who might want to buy the Shea Joseph a building. State officials have announced reductions to winter gas supply rates. The Department of Public Utilities has approved additional reductions in gas supply rates for Eversource and National Grid gas customers. Well, that means that you can expect to see a lower monthly bill. And with these approved reductions, customers can expect to see a 10% decrease in a typical residential heating bill. The new rates go into effect on March 1, so they're already underway right on through May. Now, earlier this year, the DPU approved a gas supply rate reduction for National Grid customers in February and Eversource customers in December of 2021. Due to recent changes in natural gas prices in the market, National Grid and Eversource were required to make further adjustments to their supply rates. In Greenfield, the public library will be closed right on from March 6 through March 10. They are preparing for the new library. Now, in order for the staff to start preparing the library books, the DVDs, the music collections, and all that for the new library, the library has to close from Monday the 6th to Friday the 10th. Staff is available to answer the phone and email messages throughout the week, and they will check in returned items. Library will reopen the current building on March 11 from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. KFC has announced plans to bring back its Double Down sandwich, which uses fried chicken in place of bread, for the first time in nearly a decade. The bunless sandwich will return for a four-week nationwide run starting Monday, March 6. Now, what's the Double Down all about? Well, it's got two slices of cheese, hickory smoked bacon, and either mayo or spicy sauce sandwiched between two KFC extra crispy fillets. During the first month of its debut in 2010, KFC sold more than 10 million sandwiches. Select fans can get a taste of the Double Down one day early by signing up on kfcdoubledowndrop.com. Pre-orders begin March 2 and will only be available to the first 2014 people who sign up. The musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra will make its debut on the 7R's concert series in Worthington, Mass. Sunday, July 23 at 4 p.m. Mosso and Friends, which opened the Westfield Athenaeum series, features violinist Beth Welty, good friend of ours here, horn player Sarah Sutherland, and pianist Elizabeth Skavish. They will perform Frederick Duvernoy's Trio No. 1 for violin, horn and piano, Treve Madsen's Trio, Opus 110 for violin, horn, and Johann Brahms' Trio in E-flat major for violin, horn, and piano. No charge for admission to the performance. No tickets are needed, although donations at the door are appreciated. $20 or more per person is suggested to help defray expenses. For program details and information on 7Rs, you can go to 7Rs.org. Nueva Esperanza El Corazón, the Heart of Holyoke Project, in partnership with the History of Art and Architecture Department at UMass and Cultura Company, is proud to announce the return of the talented mural artists of Colectivo Morivivi to the Puerto Rican Culture District in Main Street, Holyoke. Colectivo Motivi is back and will be installing yet another stunning mural in the heart of Holyoke. Nueva Esperanza, El Corazón, the Heart of Holyoke Projects is proud to announce the return of talented mural artists Colectivo Motivi to the Puerto Rican Culture District in Main Street, Holyoke. Their work has garnered widespread admiration for its stunning beauty and the way it reflects the cultural diversity and vibrancy of the neighborhoods they inhabit. Springfield Symphony honored to have Magdalena Gomez write and perform a new poem entitled The Metaphysics of Remembrance for our Audacity of Hope concert in January. That piece has now been incorporated into a book of the same name that Magdalena will be signing before the Fearless Women concert on March 11. Copies of the book will be available for purchase at the meet and greet from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Mahogany Room at Symphony Hall. Now, to purchase tickets for Fearless Women, contact the box office, and that email is boxoffice@springfieldsymphonyhall.org. Or you can give them a call at 733-2291, 733-2291. Springfield DPW reminding residents to properly dispose of their medical waste. For the last three Thursdays, alarms were triggered at the F&G Waste Transfer Station in Agawam by small quantities of short-lived radioactive substances of medical origin. The waste was brought in by a Springfield trash truck that had collected waste in the Thursday Route 3 waste collection area in the East Springfield and Liberty Heights neighborhoods. The increase in alarms is due to patients who receive radiation treatments going home from hospitals and continuing to evacuate the byproducts of those treatments into undergarments. A diaper used by such patients or bloody materials, radioisotopes, have a half-life of 65 days. Now, the other cause is animal waste in the trash. When a pet receives cancer or tumor treatments, the pet waste becomes contaminated. Three contaminated trash loads from radioactive kitty litter cat waste cost Springfield an additional $6,000. Costs to have a consultant identify the type of radiation have risen as well. The cost to the city is $2,000. So, if you are disposing of regulated material, please consult with your doctors and veterinarians. They are required by law to process any contaminated clothing, gauze, cat litter, or whatever the radioactive material may be. The Chicopee community is invited to attend the Irish Flag Raising Ceremony, March 10, 10 a.m., Chicopee City Hall, 17 Springfield Street. Ceremony is going to feature the raising of the Irish flag. Residents will have the opportunity to meet the 2023 Colleen and her court. These inspiring young women have been chosen for their dedication to the Chicopee community and their Irish heritage. Jazz great Delfeo Marsalis will be joined by UMass Jazz Ensemble 1 for a special concert event Saturday the 11th at 7 p.m. at Shakespeare & Company's Tina Packer Playhouse, Lenox, Mass. The concert will feature a set of big band tunes by JE1 under the direction of Jeffrey Holmes, after which Marsalis will join the UMass Ensemble to perform music drawn largely from the trombonist's work with the Uptown Jazz Orchestra. The event brought to you by Berkshire's Jazz. Now, tickets are $12 to $40, and you can get them by visiting the Shakespeare & Company website, Jazz Ensemble 1. The top big band in the UMass Jazz and African American Music Studies program has gained national and international recognition, including top honors at major collegiate jazz festivals and conferences, as well as multiple ensemble, individual performing and writing citations from Downbeat Magazine's annual Student Music Awards. Well, that's our roundup of what's going on that you might find interesting, appealing, energizing in Springfield and surrounding towns in Western Mass for this go-round. I urge you to be real careful in dealing with any impending weather that we might receive, and I look forward to having you with us for our next visit here on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.